ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नस्तपरेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भगवत सेवया भगवदुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी This morning, reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 9, Text 31, The Dynasty of Angshuman. Tasya sada apapasya brunasya Brahmavadana Katham Vadham Yata Babra Manyate Satmataha Bhavan Tasya Sador Apapasya Brunasya Brahmavadanah Katang Badhang Kata Babror Manyate San Mato Bhavan Tasya of him Sadho of the great saintly person Apapasya, of one who has no sinful life. Brunasya, of the embryo. Brahmavadanaha, of one who is well-versed in Vedic knowledge. Katham, how? Vadham, the killing. Yata, as Babro of a cow Manyate you are thinking Satmataha well recognized by higher circles Bhavan your good self Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Abhaya Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai You are well known and worshipped in learned circles. How dare you kill this Brahmanam, who is a saintly, sinless person, well versed in Vedic knowledge. Killing him would be like destroying the embryo within the womb or killing a cow. Responsively, you are well known and worshipped in learned circles. How dare you kill this Brahmanam? Who is a saintly, sinless person, well versed in Vedic knowledge. Killing him would be like destroying the embryo within the womb or killing a cow. Srila Prabhupada's purport. As stated in the Amarakosha dictionary, Brunor Bakke Bala Garbhe, the word Bruna, refers either to the cow or to the living entity in embryo. According to Vedic culture, destroying the undeveloped embryo of the soul in the womb is as sinful as killing a cow or a brahmana. In the embryo, the living entity is present in an undeveloped stage. The modern scientific theory that life is a combination of chemicals is nonsense. Scientists cannot manufacture living beings, even like those born from eggs. The idea that scientists can develop a chemical situation resembling that of an egg and bring life from it is nonsensical. Their theory that a chemical combination can have life may be accepted, but these rascals cannot create such a combination. This verse refers to Brunasya Vadham, the killing of a Bruna, or destruction of the embryo. Here's a challenge from the Vedic literature. The crude, atheistic understanding that the living entity is a combination of matter belongs to the grossest ignorance. Om Ajnana Timarandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistang Stapitang Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Didati Swapadantikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You're well known and worshipped in learned circles. How dare you kill this Brahmana, who is a saintly, sinless person, well-versed in Vedic knowledge? Killing him would be like destroying the embryo within the womb or killing a cow. So we're hearing knowledge from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Vedic literature. Just like when Kamsa was attempting to kill Devaki, Vasudev had to preach and explain to him the importance of doing the right thing and not acting uncivilized. So we're seeing the complications and the implications of this material world, because there's, as we heard a few verses earlier, there's thousands and tens of thousands, millions of animals being slaughtered every day. But most people, they just take it that it's very insignificant. But when you see, you know, how the cow is crying, or one who has knowledge, he feels great pain that this ignorance is being propagated as ordinary lifestyle or as something that is okay to do. And there's always the debates about abortion, whether or not one can has a right to kill the embryo within the womb. But we're hearing very clearly from the wife of the Brahmana that this type of activity is very sinful and can actually put one in the darkest of ignorance. So human life is very valuable. And Srimad Bhagavatam and all the different examples in Srimad Bhagavatam are helped to awaken us to utilize the human form of life for the right purpose. Because everyone is thinking that whatever I do in this world, I'm doing it for happiness. Everyone wants to be happy, and so we put forward so much endeavor how to be happy. And one may be thinking that my happiness is that I can have unrestricted sex life, and that if by chance a baby comes, no problem, just kill it and continue on. And it's described here that that's as sinful as killing a cow. And we see that in the scripture, cow is worshipable. Human life is also very valuable because it's meant for awakening our love for Krishna. If somehow or other we waste this opportunity of human life, then we're like misers, a person who doesn't understand the value of a great gift. So by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, by the Guru Parampara, Lord Chaitanya's great compassion, Namo Maha Vadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Goratvashe Namaha. The Lord is very eager to bring us home, back to the spiritual kingdom. And He comes repeatedly, again and again. He left the Srimad Bhagavatam for our benefit. Srila Prabhupada was remembering his spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. He was giving one lecture on the disappearance day, I think the 31st, 1936. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati left. And Srila Prabhupada was remarking how he wrote a letter stating that so many of your disciples are doing nice preaching, nice service for you. I also like to do some service. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati wrote to him that, yes, you speak or you preach in English and spread the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The world will have great benefit. You will also be greatly benefited. So Srila Prabhupada was very much moved by the instruction of his spiritual master. He'd given an order that you go and preach. So Srila Prabhupada, he was saying that I'm old, I will leave this world, but all of you should carry on very enthusiastically, push on this mission. So we're getting the order from Srila Prabhupada, and Srila Prabhupada's mentioning that if you want to have my association, be with me, then read my books. Everything that I have to say, I put in my books. We heard many devotees, especially Srila Kirti Prabhu, giving the example of how by reading Srila Prabhupada's books, we can have association with Srila Prabhupada. We can have association with a pure devotee. We can get free from the ignorance and the illusion that we can be happy in this material world. There's some temporary so-called happiness, like the animal who's struggling in the desert, thinks, oh, there's some water just ahead. And the idea that he's pacifying himself, that if I keep going, then sooner or later I will have that reservoir of water and I'll quench my thirst. And that's the illusion of the material existence, that despite all our endeavors, all our plan-making, working very, very hard, the Shreyas and Prayas. Prayas means like a child doesn't want to go to school. He wants to play. He wants to enjoy. But when he grows up, he did not have an education, so he struggles throughout life. But Shreyas, taking some austerity, taking some good advice, then one can develop the strength in the determination and enthusiasm which is necessary to dedicate our time, dedicate our energy for spiritual development. So now we're coming up on the famous marathon time. Many of us are used to, around Christmas time, going out and distributing books to give this knowledge to others. Everyone is struggling, everyone is suffering, so by giving this knowledge to others, you're giving pleasure to your spiritual master, giving pleasure to Krishna. Not only are they benefited, but also the waves, the illusion. It's like we're eternal, full of knowledge, full of bliss. Prabhupada gives the example like the moon is shining, the moon is steady, and you're seeing it in a reservoir of water. But because the water is moving, the reflection of the moon is also moving, but actually the moon is stable. So the senses and the mind of a conditioned soul is causing that distraction or this vibration of material existence. And the way to control the mind, control the senses, is only by bhakti yoga. And the age of Kali Yuga is very difficult. You can study, become a jnani, try to become a yogi. But Krishna analyzes in Bhagavad Gita, Yoginam api sarvesham madgaten antaratmana. Of all yogis, he who abides in me in devotional service is the highest yogi. So it's not that we're having any kind of speculation. Srila Prabhupada very clearly explains to us how we can achieve the goal of life. And this book distribution gave great pleasure to Srila Prabhupada. And many stories. We have the Sankirtan ministry. They're always sending stories of how this person received a book in this way and that way, and their life was changed. All of us somehow or other came in contact with these Vedic literatures by the blessings of Srila Prabhupada, and all our lives have been converted. But we should see that at any time death can come. We might be very healthy. I stayed for many years on the beach in Miami. We had a nice temple, Govinda's Vaikuntha building, and you would see everyone jogging on the ocean and, you know, maintaining a healthy regimen. Not that one should not. One should stay healthy for the service of Krishna. But as we can see, like Bhuvaneshwar Prabhu, 10 years ago, he slipped and broke his leg, his arm, leg, very. And it was, one can slip and break his neck and die. Today we're healthy, tomorrow we're dead and gone. So let us use this time and this energy to serve Srila Prabhupada and Prabhupada's mission. We had a wonderful festival, so many devotees and pilgrims coming to Sri Vrindavan Dham, and that enthusiasm to hear the kirtan, they become surcharged to offer a lamp to the deities, begin our devotional service. But it should not just be on, you know, every Sunday I go to church, or once in a while I confess my sins and I'll be cleansed, or have some sort of philosophy that simply by doing nothing and stating that I believe in this person, then I'm okay, everything's good. It's a matter of behavior. She was describing the symptoms of a brahmana, samo, damas, tapak, shaucham. He said that you're killing a person who's a qualified brahmana. He's peaceful, self-control, austere, pure, tolerant, honest, has wisdom and knowledge, religiousness. So these qualities will develop. We may think that I don't have these qualities. I'm full of anger, full of lust, and confused as to what the purpose and goal of life. That's all our condition, because we're conditioned this world for so many years, so many lifetimes, birth after birth. And by this gift of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the gift of Srila Prabhupada, we have an opportunity to achieve the highest goal of being with Krishna, going back home to the spiritual kingdom. This morning we read how by this daivihesha, this gunamayi mamamaya duratyaya, this material world is difficult to cross over. But by the favorable breezes of Krishna's knowledge, by Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, by this, just apply our intelligence, apply our time to hearing the Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. It's a simple process, very simple. But the senses are very strong and difficult to overcome. The mind is restless, always wants to make a plan how to become happy and comfortable and gratify the senses. But the senses will be gratified. Just like you want to eat something nice, we have nice prasad. Matter of fact, we have a nice feast this morning offered to the Lord. And the devotees get the mercy, the blessings of the Lord. Krishna doesn't want to see us suffering. He wants that we are happy. There's no need for the material existence other than our desire to be a competitor of Krishna. Now, why should Krishna be the supreme enjoyer? I also want to be the enjoyer. You know, this mentality that I am number one, I can be happy in this world with my intelligence and my strength and my abilities. I'll adjust everything just in a nice way, so I'll be perfectly happy. But we should actually make that same endeavor. How can I make my spiritual master happy? How can I perform this austerity of being regulated, performing our services? Then Krishna will give us the understanding, Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Jnana Yashu Vairagyam Jnanamcha Yadahaitukam. Knowledge, Jnana, Vairagya, renunciation. We'll be able to renounce the so-called happiness of material life by this Jnana, by this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. We're hearing so many pastimes in the Chaitanya Charitamrita of Lord Chaitanya and all his followers chanting, dancing enthusiastically. So when the kirtan is going, participate in the kirtan. Enjoy the association of the devotees. Isn't it? We have meetings, but at the end of the day we say, okay, let's go, time for kirtan. You know, you have beautiful Krishna Balaram, Shishi Gornitai, Radhashyama Sundar, Srila Prabhupada is here. How fortunate can we be to have Srila Prabhupada here in his samadhi, Srila Prabhupada's house, his temple that he personally took so much concern to build, and Prabhupada's endeavor to spread this movement to help people so that they don't have to perpetually suffer. We can't even imagine the time cycle. Mahavishnu comes, creates everything, so millions and millions of years go by, so many births, so many identities. I'm a king, I'm Brahma, I'm an ant, I'm a worm in stool, up and down and up and down. Brahmanda Brahmite Konyu Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. So we've been made fortunate, Agyata Sukriti, somehow by Krishna's grace, we had enough good fortune to have the intelligence to accept Srila Prabhupada. Not that our acceptance makes any difference, but it's for our benefit and for the benefit of others. If we can serve to some way Krishna's mission, and Krishna is in the heart of everyone, just like Vidura was asking Maitreya in the third canto, that how is it that the Lord is in the heart of every living being, so how can bad things happen? Or how can bad things happen to the living entity? He's right there in association with Krishna. But we've turned our back, just like the sunshine is there, but if you choose to stay in darkness, that darkness is also available. That's our minute independence. But the association of sadhus, the association of devotees, is very purifying and extremely essential for advancement. So the sadhu sangha, good association, is recommended that we avoid those who are simply interested in talking gramya katha, the political scene, the situation, that you know that so-and-so did this and that, and this is happening, that's happening, and you can go, I'm sure we can watch the news, and Prabhupada would say that there were this bunch of newspapers, first edition, second edition, third edition, they would only talk about this person killed that person, and there's this disaster and that disaster. Material world's disaster. Maritya Loka is a place of death, from the highest planet to the lowest planet. You know, they have palaces, they have beautiful ladies, powerful men, heavenly planets, but everything is temporary. So why we should struggle and be distracted by the so-called opulences of a better life? Let me perform some good pious activity so next life I can have a heavenly body. I can become wealthy. Let me worship this demigod and that demigod. So Bhagirnath, he was when Ganges was coming, he wanted to bring the Ganges here for the purification of all living entities. Well, who will stop the heavy waves or the force of the Ganges? So he worshipped the Supreme Personality of Godhead and said, Lord Shiva. He's also the Supreme Lord. And Lord Shiva, he's taking this Ganges on his head. And the second condition was that when everyone is bathing in the Ganges to get free from sinful activities, to get purified and cleansed, then how will I also clear the sin? So when the pure devotees bathe in the waters of the Ganges, they will absorb. Because they offer everything to the Lord. The Lord, like the sunshine, can purify even any filthy place, the sun rays. So the pure devotee, Srila Prabhupada, he's accepting the follower's sinful activities. But because many times you see the guru, he's saying this sickness may be coming from the offenses of those who are not following. And all of us have to, how you say, tighten up our program to become more serious about hearing the Bhagavatam, more serious about chanting. You know, we always have something more important to do, but sit in the kirtan. You know, chant the Maha Mantra. Do something for Srila Prabhupada. Do something for spreading this mission. It's a good time for book distribution. So take on some responsibility. Take on a challenge. I'm sure there's many buses going out. We have Saranga Thakur. We have our buses going out for book distribution. Or if you're going back to your place where you're serving, preach. And the preaching mission, this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's preaching mission, that we want to give everyone this opportunity to go back home to the spiritual kingdom, to not rot in this material world. I came back from Ahmedabad. We had meetings, and you see, there was 150 devotees who were either managers or presidents from different temples throughout India. And so, although we're discussing this matter, that matter, you know, IIAC, Bureau, GBC, Prabhupada created an organization. I was asking our Braja Bihari, because he also works in the U.S. government service. I said, how are things at the government? He goes, oh, it's a terrible mess. I said, yeah, our society also has its struggles. You know, we have this issue, that issue. I'm sure if you read the GBC resolutions, everyone has their ideas. Oh, that's right or that's wrong. Why are they deciding that? How do we move forward? Everyone has their own opinion. He said, yeah, but the government's a much, much bigger mess. We're struggling, but everyone who was there had the desire to somehow please Srila Prabhupada. The 125th anniversary of Srila Prabhupada is coming. And so making plans, how we can glorify Prabhupada, how we can... there's a television channel coming up, and so all the different religions are broadcasting their messages throughout the world. So we're using technology. Many devotees, they give lectures, and he said, oh yeah, they're listening in Australia, they're listening in New Zealand, they're listening even here. Many people say, yeah, I'll listen on the internet. So whatever we have available for us, we should utilize. But also, we should also understand that simple living, high thinking, how the farm projects are very important, living off the land, protecting Gomata, protecting the embryo in the womb, utilizing the bull, and living Sanatan Dharma, Varnashram Dharma. But also, in that process, the driving force is the Harinam Sankirtan, Kirtaniya Sadahari. That when devotees are singing, dancing, and chanting with enthusiasm, then Krishna is there. He's in the center of that kirtan. The holy name is very, very powerful. The Bhagavatam is very, very powerful. So every day coming together to hear from Srimad Bhagavatam. And whatever the message, we try to take it to heart and keep our march forward in Krishna consciousness. So this is what we're all here together, to encourage one another and push on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. We heard many past times, and we'll hear more past times, because Krishna consciousness is deep, philosophical, but at the same time, very simple. Don't waste your time. If you have extra time, chant Hare Krishna. Make extra time and read my books. This is the message of Godhead from Srila Prabhupada.
How's the time?
So I'll read the verse again. You are well known and worshipped in learned circles. How dare you kill this Brahmana, who is a saintly, sinless person, well-versed in Vedic knowledge? Killing him would be like destroying the embryo within the womb, or killing a cow. So anyone have any questions, comments? Yes, Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Vasishtha Muni, because he begat the child in the...
He's thinking because isn't it his curse that caused this man to appear?
Well, there are many examples of great personalities that it appears, even Durvasa Muni, we know so many histories of his activities. So as far as Vasishtha Muni, why and how he, this pastime in particular, how it all happened, is an example that even great souls in this world, there's challenges, and there's ways of try to somehow other, how to become free from this entanglement is not an easy endeavor. So Vasishtha Muni, specifically how he was implicated in this, I can't really say, but we still respect their endeavor for spiritual advancement. Even Vasishtha Muni and who was fighting together? Vishvamrita and Vasishtha Muni, they have these battles. So sometimes we see even great personalities, exalted personalities, have difference of opinion and their behavior, even in our own circles. You can see that this Maharaj and that Maharaj, someone has this opinion, someone has that opinion, and why is he doing that? Why is he saying like that? So all this intrigue and all this is the complications of this world, the complications of material life. So better we just adopt the process of hearing and something we may or may not understand, but have faith that this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, in the order of our spiritual master is supreme. And the conflicts will always be there, especially in material life.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yes, Prabhuji.
And is giving us an direction how to do it. Sometimes a it happens that we feel alone. But when you get book of Prabhupada, we get to see the Prabhupada is there. And also in back of Bhagavad Gita, in the lesson Prabhupada is doing about Mahatma Gandhi, he is saying, whenever my mind is disturbed, I open Bhagavad Gita and I will answer. So similarly, when we are there, we think that we are alone or we are deeply disturbed. But whenever these things come in the mind, if we read a book, we get something.
Very good. Prabhupada's always with us. He's there, and if you want to associate with him, read his books. Hear Srila Prabhupada, hear the lectures of Srila Prabhupada. You know, if we feel lacking in any capacity, Prabhupada will be there. Like I described many times on Sankirtan, you're feeling maybe in an awkward situation that I'm confronting so many negative people and my mind is disturbing. I don't feel enthusiastic. I don't feel like I need to do this. And by just reading Srila Prabhupada's book, Prabhupada's giving right there, wherever you open the book, he's giving some instruction, some enlightenment, and some guidance, full guidance. And just like we were on the airplane yesterday coming from Ahmedabad, and I was seeing the sun rays were starting to come out from the horizon. You could see a beautiful reddish, and I thought, so clear and so beautiful. And then just after some moments afterward, you couldn't see anything. It was some clouds and covering. And for like all of us, we have pure consciousness. We're pure spirit souls. We're Satchitananda. We're part of Krishna. We have full opportunity to go back home to the spiritual kingdom with illumination. But then the cloud covers everything, and it's just so dark and dismal and makes you feel all alone in this world. And then again, as the sun emerged from beyond the horizon, and even though the sun is creating the clouds and creating all the that type of atmosphere, it also eliminates the ignorance and confusion. So it's like the Srila Prabhupada's instructions and determination in his books, that whatever cloud is there, the sun of the Prabhupada's teachings will dissipate that and give us satisfaction. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Oh, yes, Shruta. Thank you. The 2021. So right now they're preparing many major festivals in all the different cities, and they brainstorm a long list of activities to glorify Prabhupada and just spread his glories. Because, I mean, I don't know exactly all the different plans for the celebration, but there was discussion to put a committee together to see how we can actually execute that. In Vrindavan, we're always having festivals 24/7, like the Kartik festival and Gaurapurnima festival. So I don't know all the festivals, but it's a glorious time. Any other questions, comments? Back, Govinda.
In relation to the question that Jim Chakrabarti asked about her sister when cursing, I think the warning is how detrimental, how devastating anger can be, because he became angry and immediately rushed to the judgment. That wasn't the one's name, Sarama. Sarama's name. He immediately came to the conclusion that Sarama certainly did it. How could he do that? But Sarama had no clue. But because he became angry, he lost his better judgment.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, rushed to the conclusion and cursed.
Yes, anger is it's a one whose senses are not satisfied. He becomes bewildered, becomes angry, and that anger covers our intelligence. So anger may be there against the offenders of the pure devotee, against those who are atheists or offensive, but even amongst ourselves, there's sometimes angry discussions. But a devotee, after he's freed of that anger, hopefully very quickly, he can see that they immediately want to offer obeisances and rectify themselves. So anger is very poison, very dangerous. Should avoid it, but it can spring up very suddenly as well. You can see the confusion of the pastime. Even great personalities, when Durvasa Muni got angry, he cursed Ambarish Maharaj. And no matter how much he tried to get free from that anger, or trying to justify his actions, going here, going there, asking for mercy, until he somehow or other came back at the feet of Ambarish Maharaj, he could not be free from that anger. So we should avoid, obviously, anger. Any other questions, comments? Yes, Prabhu. So he went on book distribution a few times, but he couldn't maintain the enthusiasm. So what kind of tips can we have for maintaining the enthusiasm for book distribution? The chanting of the rounds, by having good association, by reading Srila Prabhupada's books, understanding the value of distributing Srila Prabhupada's books, that keeps one charged and enthusiastic, that when one feels that this is the only medicine that can free one from the cycle of birth and death and give guidance. If one loves or has a feeling for his family members, he'll do whatever it takes to help that family member. So everybody is our brother, sister. We're all part of Krishna's family. And Srila Prabhupada, he's directing that books are the basis. Preaching is the essence. So going out on book distribution and performing the sacrifice is making Krishna happy. If Krishna is happy, he said, there's no one more dear to me. So by hearing, reading, if you're feeling at all unenthusiastic about the preaching work, then more reading and more chanting. And just understand that this is my yajna, my austerity. By giving up the sense gratification, even though the desire for sense gratification is still there, by experiencing a higher taste, param drishtva nivartante, that higher taste is the realization that I can awaken my Krishna consciousness and I can help others become free from this cycle of suffering in this world. Sometimes we become like that, covered over. Many times you can come covered over, but keep good association, and out of duty, a sense of duty, you know, then this is what my guru is ordering. I will carry out this order. And by performing this tapasya, a little bit of austerity, you'll gain strength. Yes, Govinda. Yes.
And then Krishna consciousness training us. I mean, we're fearful to go out with our credit card. We're fearful to go out with our, if we left our phone behind and turn around and go back, Srila Prabhupada had nothing.
Srila Prabhupada sacrificed. Yes. everything for Krishna and his Guru Maharaj's preaching. Yeah, we know the history. So many austerities were performed, and we should see that what little bit I'm doing, this is nothing in comparison to Srila Prabhupada's austerities and the austerities of the... He said, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati performed great tapasya to establish this Gaudiya Math, to help spread this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. And in the same way that do as I do, Srila Prabhupada performed great austerities to come to deliver us all. So there should be some gratitude and some appreciation. So whatever little trouble and austerity we may experience, we should go through, because that trouble will ultimately liberate us and give us freedom. Yes, Mataji. This is nice. Beautiful mentality. We're not the doers, and constant prayers. Okay? Jai. Thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.